You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Come on!
People, welcome to the Kinsmen with your host, Malek Haru. He's a man with a plan to bring righteous unity to the Black American community for the sake of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, the Kinsmen.
You're on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the only on-demand radio you'll ever need. The world's greatest radio, radio the way it should be heard. This is Malek Haru, bringing it true, and you are listening to The Kinsmen, intelligent conversation with a touch of inspiration. To everyone under the sound of my voice and beyond, peace and peace and peace be unto you. Pray for me, friends, as I stand to deliver the word of truth. Call in and weigh in at 1-877-932-9766. Welcome to the ninth episode of The Kinsmen. The Kinsmen is a show dedicated to descendants of survivors of American chattel slavery. I call these folks the Jubilee people. Jubilee was the name of our ancestors' celebration of God's mighty act of revealing his arm to free them. In this spirit, I proclaim that we are not mere victims of chattel slavery. We are survivors. God is with us in our quest of freedom. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Know this, people, know it well, and thank him for his mercy and his grace. Today, April 9th, 2014, we commemorate the 149th anniversary of the Union Army's epic defeat of the Southern Confederacy in the American Civil War. For generations, American history books have suppressed and misrepresented the role African Americans played in the war that brought an end to chattel slavery. Today, we will look at these ancestors according to the reality of American history and in the true light of the Word of God. Our topic is, We Are Soldiers, the Black Man, the Civil War, and the Propaganda of History. By the way, check out my new blog site when you get a chance. The address is easy to remember. It's www.thekinsmen.blogspot.com. To listen to podcasts of The Kinsmen, go to my blog site and scroll down to the bright blue icon that says The Kinsmen Connection and left-click on the Freedom Fish. And what you should do is get your friends together and listen to The Kinsmen over a good meal. Discuss the show afterwards. The Kinsmen Connection, the kingdom of inspired neighbors sharing meals, African-American network breaking bread from house to house with gladness and singleness of heart. Let's get unified around this show. We are soldiers, the Black Man, the Civil War, and the Propaganda of History. Let us begin. Who hath wrought and done it? Calling the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, the first and with the last, I am He. Thus spake the Lord God of Israel, the God of history, through the mouth and pen of the prophet Isaiah. As he spoke this truth to our ancestors in the old world, so speaks he to us, the living, here in America today. God is with us in our quest of freedom. We are the people of the Jubilee, and we came. We came on every slave ship to America. We came. We came from kingdoms great and small. We came from cities, towns, and villages far and wide. We came from sovereign and slave, nobility and commoner, prophet and priest, doctor and scholar, farmer and blacksmith, weaver and cook, and yes, we came from criminal and brute, Simply put, we came from human beings. We came as Hebrews, Christians, Muslims, and animists. We came. We came with roots reaching down to the very bedrock of civilization. Nubia, Kemet, Israel, Arabia. We came, bearing gifts as Africa's children. The Igbo, the Yoruba, the Avi, the Fon, the Wolof, the Sereri, the Bakongo, and countless others. We came to bear witness to the people of the world that it is God, not the slave master, that is God, not the slave master, who has the very last say so. What manner of man would fight for the right to fight and die for his country? I'll give you a hint. A man with the very spirit of freedom shut up in his bones, as it were, like a burning fire. In all the chronicles of world civilization, such a man was never seen on the planet Earth until the early 1860s of the Common Era, when 200,000 American black men stood up, stepped forward, braving the prejudice and persecution to join in the Union's massive military effort against the rebel slave states of the Southern Confederacy in the American Civil War. This they did one and all to the last man, with the intention of breaking the backbone of American chattel slavery and of earning for themselves a place of honor and glory in the pantheon of American heroes. You are listening to the great Paul Robeson performing the epic American Negro spiritual, Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho. That's based on the story from the Old Testament, Joshua chapter 16, the Old Testament book, Joshua chapter 16. That is, in addition to being the 149th anniversary of the Union Army's defeat of the Confederate Army in the American Civil War, today would also be Paul Robeson's 116th birthday. So happy birthday, Paul Robeson, a great ancestor of ours. Now, in the 1860s, American black men fought for the right to participate in the Civil War. In a nutshell, their effort, along with the efforts of black women who worked as nurses and also men and women who worked as spies, this was the measure that gave the North the victory over the Confederacy and saved the Union. However, according to W.B. Du Bois in his essay, The Propaganda of History, the facts of American history over the next 60 years or so were falsified because white America was ashamed. The South was ashamed because it fought to perpetuate human slavery. The North was ashamed because it had to call in black men to save the Union, abolish slavery, and establish democracy. And thus, to this very day, the contribution of African Americans or American Negroes is still minimized. We've seen some improvement in terms of some of the productions that have been put forward, especially the film Glory and some of the things that you see on PBS, but the contribution is still generally minimized. Now, the Civil War was an epic conflict of biblical proportions in terms of the religious investment of the American Negro who was fighting for freedom, but also the religious investment of the Southerner, who was fighting to preserve his way of life, which depended on the enslavement of our ancestors. Both saw this as a holy war. And the question of the ages is, whose side was God on? Now, Abraham Lincoln saw this issue in an interesting way. He saw it as an imperative to preserve the Union. Many people know already that he was not originally predisposed to ending slavery. Not that he was for slavery, but his priority was saving the Union. However, that may have been a strategy. His hesitancy may have been a strategy, strategy rather, because when he issued the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863, it actually had a devastating effect on the South. Because what it did, it actually invited black men and women to serve in the Union Army, but it also broke the chain of mental incarceration, of mental slavery. And many people who had been simply bound up in their mind in such a way that they could not leave the plantation had that word from on high in the White House, and they were emboldened to lay down the shovel and the hoe and just simply walk off the plantation. This, of course, depleted the labor force of the South, which greatly undermined their labor efforts. Also undermining their labor efforts was the efforts of spies as domestic servants, working as spies. That was men and women. Women did a great job as in terms of espionage. Basically, the South was laid wide open, their arrogance, speaking their plans in front of Negroes, thinking that they were stupid, and they simply laid themselves wide open to the North, and they lost the war. They lost in a devastating way. Now, how did the war come down? The American Civil War was fought from 1861 to 1865 in the United States of America after seven Southern states attempted to break the Union and of the United States and form their own separate country, which they called the Confederate States of America, the Confederacy or the South. The president of the Confederacy was Jefferson Davis. Now, this happened roughly on this wise. Abraham Lincoln, a Republican senator from the state of Illinois who opposed the expansion of the chattel slavery into the new United States territories in the West, won the 1860 presidential election. In February 1861, the cotton wealthy states of the South, South Carolina, Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas declared their secession from the United States and attempted to form a separate country. On April 12, 1861, the Southern Confederacy initiated the American Civil War by firing on U.S. Army Fort Sumter in Charleston, South Carolina. The war that ensued was probably the most devastating land war the world had ever seen up to that point. Many American black men saw the Civil War as an opportunity to establish themselves as citizens, soldiers, and even men, and to destroy the system of chattel slavery, to break the backbone of that thing that had crippled us as a race and that had tormented us for so many generations. Yet the U.S. government feared the reaction of white people in the North if guns and uniforms were issued to black men. Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, pressed the issue with President Lincoln, and he stated his case in this way. Once let the black man get upon his person the brass letter U.S., let him get an eagle on his button and a musket on his shoulder and bullets in his pocket. There is no power on earth that can deny he has earned the right to citizenship. Let me take a moment here. I want to share with you a show that I think you find very interesting. I find it interesting, and I find the host interesting. Her name is Earth Jallow, and her show is Getting Down to Earth. Want a realist perspective on some of today's hottest issues? Join host Earth Jallow for Getting Down to Earth, an online radio show with a no-nonsense attitude and pragmatic look on topics like the U.S. educational system, parenting and family, relationships, current events, and more. Getting Down to Earth, broadcast Tuesday on TalkTainmentRadio.com. So, the Civil War was an epic event, and it really brought to bear some of the insecurities of America. Again, as Du Bois said, the North was ashamed and the South was ashamed because they had to call on the American black man. Now, the great problem that Du Bois pointed out was the falsification of history. And so what I'd like to do is to put this in perspective. I've got a lineup here of truths and falsehoods that I'd like to just simply put in your ear. The truth. Slavery was the cause of the Civil War. And this is something that W.B. Du Bois points out in his book, Reconstruction, and also in his essay, Propaganda of History. There's no doubt that when you review the newspaper articles and the conversations leading up to the Civil War, that the Civil War was about slavery. It was about the question of the expansion of slavery into the new territories, into the West. Now, what happened was that in the rewriting of history, and this is all the way up to this very day, the conversation about the motive for the Civil War is that it was a conflict between the Union and states' rights. Now, you still have people down South claiming that to this very day. Also, they're saying that it's about a difference in civilization. The North had a way of doing civilization, and then the South had a way of doing civilization. Of course, the South's way of doing civilization was oppressing and exploiting black people. The lie. The truth, rather. Southerners died fighting for the cause of chattel slavery. That's what they gave their life for. They actually laid down their lives to protect their way of life, which was chattel slavery. Now, it's very interesting, and there was a monument in North Carolina that claimed for the Confederacy that they died fighting for liberty. How do you twist your soul to fight for slavery, but to claim for posterity that you were fighting for liberty? To this very day, there are people down South who believe that the Civil War was a war for the liberty of the Southern slave states. And we need to understand this. The truth. Nearly 200,000 men, black men, fought in the Civil War. Now, I want you to listen to this very carefully. And W.B. Du Bois exposes this in The Propaganda of History. A historian named Woodward said that the American Negroes are the only people in the history of the world, so far as I know, he says, that ever became free without any effort on their own. Without any effort on their own, he says. They had not started the war nor ended it. They twanged banjos around the railroad stations, sang melodious spirituals, and believed some Yankee would soon come along and give each of them 40 acres and a mule. Now, the reality is there may actually have been some Negroes strumming banjos and singing spirituals. Not all black people fought in the Civil War. Likewise, not all white people fought in the Civil War. But in the falsification of history, the picture was painted that we became emancipated with no effort of our own. Many people to this day do not realize or recognize the contribution of our ancestors in the Civil War. Now, there's nothing better than a personal witness to debunk a lie. What I have here, I'd like to share a letter from a Black American soldier. His name was Sergeant John C. Brock. He was of the 43rd United States Colored Troops. This letter was published in an African-American or an American Negro newspaper called the Christian Recorder in Hanover, Virginia. One of the things that you must realize is that some of the soldiers were literate, especially the ones from the North could read and write. And they actually sent their letters, when they sent their letters home to their families, a great number of the letters, were published in the Negro newspapers. So if you want to see the witness of our forefathers who fought in the war, do the research in the archives, and you can do it online now, and look at those old newspapers and read what they had to say. Here is one, Sergeant John C. Brock of the U.S. Colored Troops, 43rd. He says, "We have been instrumental in liberating some 500 of our sisters and brothers from the accursed yoke of human bondage. As several of them remarked to me, it seemed to them like heaven. So greatly did they realize the difference between slavery and freedom. The slaves tell us that they have been praying for these blessed days for a long time, but now their eyes witness their salvation from that dreadful calamity, slavery, and what was more than they expected, by their own brethren in arms. What a glorious prospect it is to behold this glorious army of Black men as they march with martial tread over the sacred soil of Virginia." Very important to know. Very important to know. This letter illuminates something, and I like to reach back to the Black History Month shows that I did and some of the previous shows that I did. And I want to put into perspective the spirituality of the people in bondage, our ancestors. The lady there said they prayed for a long time. Faith was the substance of the religion of our ancestors. They prayed for freedom, and their religion was not simply an escapism. It was not simply about getting up out here and going into the sky. It was about freedom. So when they talked about heaven, that was a code language. That was code word for freedom. When they talked about going over the River Jordan, to the land of Canaan, they were talking about crossing the Ohio River, running away and crossing the Ohio River and going to the land of freedom in the north. So we need to understand that our ancestors were very aware of the possibility of freedom, and they prayed for it. If they did not think it was a possibility, they would not have prayed for it. So the substance of our religion traditionally has been the hope of freedom. I think we need to get back to that, because we are not fully free, and we need to finish the work of the American Civil War. A holy war. What is a holy war? A holy war, as I understand it, is a war that is fought in the name of God, for the sake of God's kingdom, for the advancement of his people, under the guidance of his word. When our ancestors stood up to fight a holy war, and they faced off with white men from the South who had been extremely cruel and merciless for generations, and who were committed to chattel slavery, a system of slavery that defined our ancestors as animals, for the purpose of buying and selling them, and for the purpose of working them as beasts of burden. They claimed that their cause was a holy war. They claimed to be a Christian people, a Christian nation. As a matter of fact, they equated whiteness with Christianity. How can this be? And how did they come to that conclusion? Let me give you some perspective on this. Slavery was actually about to die a natural death at the end of the 18th century. And a man named Eli Whitney invented a contraption called a cotton gin. And now the southern states produced cotton, but they could not produce as much as they really needed to profit, because the process of processing the cotton involved separating the seeds from the cotton, separating the bolls from the cotton plants, and separating the seeds, which was done by hand, which is a painstaking process that took many labor hours. The cotton gin, which was invented by Eli Whitney, was a machine that did this work, and it increased the production stupendously. Profits increased stupendously, and suddenly cotton was king in the South. This was a blessing, or it was seen as a blessing. However, instead of interpreting this blessing as an opportunity to bless Black Americans, the American Negroes who they held in their hand, the white Southerners saw it as the grace of God smiling upon them and sanctioning their endeavor as slave masters. And so they actually tightened the grip of bondage. And on that basis, they interpreted themselves as God's chosen people. Our ancestors interpreted themselves as God's chosen people based on their understanding that they drew from the Hebrew captives from Africa that were in their midst. They identified with the Hebrew children who were in bondage in Egypt, and they simply had a understanding that if God once freed the Hebrew children of old, he could do it again. If he did it once, he can do it again. Very simple formula, but that was the basis of a monumental hope for the simple and the sophisticated. It was the basis of a monumental hope for the simple and the sophisticated. And what we need to understand about this lie is that truth crushed to earth shall rise again. Truth crushed to earth shall rise again.
I went to a meeting the other night, and all the saints of God were getting together to have a testimony meeting. And out of the old amen corner, my old gray-haired grandmother stood up, and she wanted to give her testimony. And this is the song she had to sing that night. I can hear now, I'm a soldier.
Jubilee people, you're on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Check us out on WCRS FM 98.3 Wednesday and Sunday evening. Blogs and podcasts are available. We go where you go. Download our free TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell phone or tablet. That's TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. This is Malek Haru bringing it true. Stay right there. Was the American Civil War a holy war? Let's get into this. We'll see what the scriptures say up next on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Ah-yah!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood, concrete, brick walls, trees, small cars. It can even chomp through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
TalkTainmentRadio.com is the premier internet radio platform offering 40-plus talk radio-style programs professionally produced, optimized for online distribution, featuring Columbus, Ohio on-air personalities. TalkTainmentRadio.com offers listeners diverse programming options covering topics such as arts and culture, love, life and relationships, technology, religion, paranormal activities, local and national politics, women's issues, alongside health and wellness. Listeners can access their favorite TalkTainmentRadio.com programs free of cost through the website. Download the TTR app to your cell phone and you can take us wherever you go. We have programs on demand to fit your schedule through our podcast. The address is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Hi, this is Michelle from the E. Michelle Lee Show on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Join me and TTR May 18th, 2014 as I host the first annual Walk to Cure FM Ohio at Wolf Park in Columbus, Ohio. 1K Fun Walk, 5K Run. Brought to you by the National Fibromyalgia and Chronic Pain Association. A day of awareness filled with activities, education, inspiration, brunch awards ceremony, entertainment, and more. Special guest speakers, Tony Terry's wife, Ronnie Terry, a sufferer of fibromyalgia, and Jan Chambers, president of the NFMCPA. And me, E. Michelle Lee, your host. Join the event on Facebook, PR with a Purpose. Get the details, all about the walk, how to register, everything you need to know for Sunday, May 18, 2014, Wolf Park in Columbus, Ohio at www.prwithapurpose.com.
The Ohio Sickle Cell and Health Association celebrates April Minority Health Month and invites you to learn more about sickle cell disease. If you or someone you know has sickle cell disease, we urge you to learn more and take the time to know your hemoglobin status. Contact the Ohio Sickle Cell and Health Association at 614-228-0157. That's 614-228-0157. We invite you to visit our website at ohiosicklecell.org. Together, we can face and fight sickle cell disease.
Did you know that people born from 1945 through 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems. If you were born during these years, the CDC now recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor and find out if you have hepatitis C. It could save your life. No more.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
The health care law gives us powerful tools to fight it.
To investigate it.
Prosecute it.
And stop criminals.
Our senior Medicare patrol volunteers
are teaching seniors across the country
to stop, spot, and report fraud.
You can help.
discard your Medicare card.
Don't give out your card number over the phone.
Call to report any suspected fraud.
We're cracking down on Medicare fraud.
Let's make Medicare stronger for all of us.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com, the only on-demand radio you'll ever need. Radio the way it should be heard. This is Malek Haru bringing it true on The Kinsman. Intelligent conversation with a touch of inspiration. Our topic, we are soldiers, the black man, the Civil War, and the propaganda of history. Was the American Civil War a holy war? Was the Civil War a holy war? That is the question. That's the question. I want you to listen to this campfire prayer, this scene from the film Glory. Listen to this soldier's prayer, and you tell me.
Lord, we stand before you this evening to say thank you. And we thank you, Father, for your grace and your many blessings. Now, I run off and left all my youngins and my kinfolk in bondage. So I'm standing here this evening, Heavenly Father, to ask your blessings on all of us.
Amen.
So that if tomorrow is our great getting up morning, if tomorrow we have to meet the judgment day, Heavenly Father, we want you to let our folks know that we died facing the enemy. We want them to know that we went down standing up.
Yes, Lord.
Amongst those that are fighting against our oppression. We want them to know, Heavenly Father, that we died for freedom. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
A holy war, you decide for yourself. Was that the prayer of an oppressor, or was that the prayer of a man who was fighting for right? And if he was fighting for right, willing to lay down his life for right, was he not on God's side? And was God not on his side? That is the question. Now, there's some interesting things in the scriptures surrounding our ancestors in the Civil War and in chattel slavery that really are calls to ponder. So, for instance, our ancestors were in bondage for 246 years in captivity from 1619 to 1865. Now, I've said this in past shows. Now, if you take the 246th verse of the book of Exodus, and so much of our traditional understanding was rooted in the book of Exodus, the 246th verse of the book of Exodus, the story of the Hebrews, the Israelites coming out of bondage in the land of Egypt, as it were. Exodus chapter 10, verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I might show these my signs before him. Now, when we ask ourselves, why such a thing as chattel slavery would happen, why would the South fight to defend chattel slavery? Why were their hearts so hard? Why were their hearts so hard that they were willing to break the Union of the United States and start another country for the sake of protecting their right to hold our ancestors as slaves? Would God permit such a thing? And if he did, why? And he says so I can show these my signs before him. so I can show these my signs before him. So now, 246 in the scriptures, 246 in history. And is not God the God of history? And if God is the God of history, are we not his people? Is our ancestors, was our ancestors, concept of themselves as the Hebrew children, as the Israelites, was that a figment of their imagination? Was it mere symbolism? Or was it something that they knew? Not just by intuition, not just by feeling, but in terms of their actual identity. Could it be so? Here's another scripture to ponder. And, you know, we like to talk about the 144,000 in the book of Revelation. And of course, the scripture is Revelation chapter 4. One of the scriptures is Revelation chapter 4. It says, then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. Our ancestors understood themselves as Israel as they were in bondage in the South. Now, I'd like to share something with you from an essay titled Glory, the 54th Massachusetts Infantry and Black Soldiers in the Civil War. Author is Joseph T. Glather. This was published in August of 1991. He says most of the black soldiers were ex-slaves. Of the 178,000 black males who actually served in the Union Army, 144,000 came from slave states. Is it possible that the 144,000 in the book of Revelation was a prophecy of 144,000 in the Civil War? That's something to ponder.